Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is Snap P 89.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We're back!
Yes!
Well, maybe this might come out, it might not. You
no
never
one's
know.
Sick in my house. I'm in the same room as Kate. It's warm.
In the room.
Because in her new house, it's warm.
Yes.
Like we're in the pod bar.
We were layers cold.
And layers and layers.
I'll tell you that Melbourne has given us an October to remember.
Holy moly. The girls are like, why? Where is spring, Mum? I'm like,
no,
I don't know.
It's puffy jackets.
Yeah.
My partner left this morning in a puffy jacket.
Oh, I'm like, cold.
Cold. The boys said to me, like, where was the sun? I'm like, I know.
It's
so
cold. I saw like a TikTok with these men running out to the sun.
Yes, a lot of people have sent it to
really
the piece.
It's so true. So I'll say to my girls, go out, stare at it.
Oh, just
get your face into it.
It'll be gone. In 3 minutes, it'll be hailing.
No.
We love it. I love this city. Like my friend lives in New Guinea and she was like, is there anywhere else you'd want to live? And I said, no, but I'm still going to have a little bit of a whinge about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to put the gas ducted heating on anymore.
Totally.
But also check my privilege. It's very nice to have it. I know there are people that are cold.
Yes, so. Of course. Well, I was walking the dog yesterday and the wind was going right through me. Like,
yeah,
I was like, ouch.
Yeah, it's winter. Well, it was snowing on the mountains.
Was it?
Because I follow all these Falls Creek accounts.
Yeah, of course.
Gorgeous, I'd say he's a semi-retired man. And he's like, well, look at this. I think we're going to have a white Christmas. And he's, I'm like, what? It's October.
Anyway.
I wanted to tell you after our weather chat that because we always chat music with everybody else. And Mandy and I did a music thing that
yes.
I want to talk to you about. And the other thing is that this week I've been binging Savage Garden.
Oh.
And I have been blasting
yes.
those songs. I'm like,
love Savage Garden.
I haven't thought of them for a long time.
Since the 90s.
Yeah. And then
yeah. 90s is coming. People are starting to reminisce a lot about them. It's great.
And I was like, I think I was listening to Spotify. You know, sometimes at the end it goes, you might also
like
this.
Yep.
And they put affirmation on. I was like, yes, I do like this. So I've been singing. But tell everybody what we did.
We went to the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks.
Really did.
And
it was a P row.
Oh, it was a pea row. Five of peas went in together. When we got in the car, I said, we are all peas. Got that? So then that's it. We're all friends.
Hi, how you going?
And we drove in and...
Mandy booked parking.
I booked parking.
She was super organized.
Oh, yeah. I was like...
She had lollies for us.
I did. I made a lolly salad. Yep. That's my family tradition. And yeah. It was like a Monday night. You know, when do we ever do...
Weird to go out on a Monday night. I couldn't work out what day it was on Tuesday.
It was weird. But I don't care because I love them. So
I love them. We all sang every song.
Every single word.
Every word.
When does that ever happen?
I just... Strong women with amazing talent.
Even... They just get better with age.
They do. They do get better with age.
I thought I said to Kate, imagine the next album. Like, jeepers. It's going to be a menopause album.
I mean, The Rage...
Oh,
sung so beautifully with harmonies. Like, you do Rage better than me.
Really good.
So we had a great time. We'll probably put some stuff on Instagram. Yeah. Who knows if I remember. But we had a glorious.
We got the stickers. We got the sticker on the back of my car.
Yes, we got. So if you're a Chicks fan.
There's no more P sticker on my car, but you might see this sticker.
There might just be one about a certain man.
My girls are like, what is that? I played the song to Miss 12 and she's like, this is a horrible song.
Oh, no.
And I said, it probably is. One off. But
it's just like, I'm like, stick it to the man.
Goodbye, Earl.
Is it dark in the top?
Dark. She's like, I don't like this song. I guess so.
I can remember when they brought out, after that whole George Bush thing and they did Not Ready to Make Nice. Yeah. And I can remember one of my kids saying, well, that's not very nice. They're not going to say it. They're not ready to forgive or whatever. And I was like, they're telling the truth.
That's right.
So something I've learned in the last year, so being brought up a really strong Christian and still holding a lot of those values quite dear to me, was I thought I had to forgive everybody that did anything to me because I thought you couldn't get to heaven if you didn't.
Yes.
And I was talking to my new partner about something that was really painful and I said, well, I've got to forgive. And she goes, why? I was like, what do you mean? Won't it eat me like hot coals and all this?
Yes.
She goes, no, this terrible thing happened to you. And she said, you don't have to be angry about it, but she's like, you don't have to forgive. It was like
a revelation.
What do you mean? I don't have to forgive. So, I'm not ready to make
people
nice.
People with our spiritual baggage. They're really.
She just looks at me like,
How's this going?
Yeah.
It's just so normal for us to talk that way, though.
It is.
And we understand each other from it. Yes. Fascinating.
Yeah. It is fascinating. Anyway, let's
see. As are all the Facebook groups that we're in.
Oh, I can't get them enough. A friend sent me and she's like, I think you'll like this podcast. It's about this guy that was a Seventh-day Adventist minister and now he's a freelance muso in Byron Bay. I'm like, yes, I know I'm going to like it.
Great. That is a specific genre
Very
you.
Specific. Yes. I was like, yep, you've chosen the right person to send this podcast to. Probably six downloads.
You'll be the only person at the live show.
I'll write a review.
He'll be saying, I made this for you, Kate. Yes. brilliant.
Anyway,
let's hear from the piece, hey?
From you. This, I think I'm going to say what it says. Here is a speak pipe. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Oh, right.
So let's see what this is.
Right in theme.
Hi, Peas. I recently found a hilarious video of Shine, Jesus, Shine and the way it looks in primary schools across Australia. Ah. And it's all of the different perspectives from the beautiful little preppies who have no idea what's going on, but they're trying. And then, you know, the middle school kids who are singing so beautifully and attentively, and then the year fives who are way too cool for school. And we've got the teacher, you know, the raised eyebrows trying to get everyone to sing. We've got the teacher at the front singing her heart out.
Enthusiastically.
Because that particular school gathering is like an Australian Idol performance and it just cracked me up because mainly it was Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Yep.
But I had to laugh after I was watching it. My daughter, who goes to a Catholic primary school, she's like, how do you know that song? I said, what do you mean? She said, how do you know that song? We sing that at school.
We know it.
And I am a Catholic school teacher. So I said, when mommy was working before I had you, we used to sing that at school a lot. She thought I was like a rock star, kind of like when I was a kid.
That's a great song.
When you know, a cover song would, you know, hit B105 in Brisbane, and my mum would sing it, and I thought she was so cool for knowing what it was. It turns out it was her song from when she was a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought she was so cool. My daughter's giving me those eyes as though I am just the coolest thing. Anyway, she sort of got out, you know, got carried away with something else and was just singing away for Shine, Jesus, Shine. And then I heard her say, Slay, Jesus, Slay. And I thought, well, what do you mean? And she's like, you know, you say slay like when you do something really good. And Jesus is good. He slayed, Mum. So now we need the Shine, Jesus, Shine that includes Slay, Jesus, Slay. And I just thought it was so cute. Oh, and as an early years teacher, I've seen kids come out with the funniest misheard lyrics so proudly and so innocently, just proudly banging that song out.
Yeah, yeah.
So to look at my little girl, you know.
You better write that down.
Slay, Jesus, slay. Shine, Jesus, shine. And I just thought it would be a story that the peer community might enjoy.
Oh, we do.
And
well, these peas are loving it.
You're hearing this description of Shine, Jesus, Shine, and you'd like to go for a look. It's somewhere in the Hangout. Just, I'm sure if you search Shine, Jesus, Shine, you'll find the video. But the guy who's done it has just hit the nail on the head, and it's so funny. I sent it to so many colleagues, and they're going, oh, my gosh, that's so true. I sent it to one of my teacher aides, like the best teacher aide in the world, and she replied and she said, well, we know which one you are. And, yeah, I'm the teacher raising the eyes, encouraging everyone to sing. I sent it to my sister, who was too cool for school from grade one, and she's like, oh, I was the grade five sixes who were too cool for school and not singing, which is so true. Funny. She was always in trouble at school for not singing.
I always sing.
Who would have thought that I could talk about Shine, Jesus, Shine for 3.5 minutes, but here I am. Thanks for listening. Just a big shout out to all of the teachers and the parents for term four.
Yeah,
I've gone back to work this year and I've got kindergarten and a whole bunch of beautiful peas that we've got, but they're tired. And I'm tired, and just a massive shout out. And maybe we all need a little bit of Shine, Jesus, Shine in term four, because
Slay,
it's
Jesus,
a race or maybe a marathon like no other. Here's to term four.
Oh, well done.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, awesome. I'm just thinking if you could put the word vibe in there as well.
Yeah.
I think we've got those words covered then.
You know how on Love Actually they changed the song so he makes it a Christmas song when it's not actually a Christmas song, Bill Nighy or whoever the character is. Is there a Jesus Shine Christmas version?
someone will find it. I mean, we change the words all the time in church.
Right.
So it was – Darren, really good at it.
Right.
So he would stand there and he would sing.
Like little puns or something.
His surname is Ho, so he'd sing Hosanna in the Highest. He just spent most of his time changing the words to things for his own amusement. And it was, we'd all be like,
well, it's funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
And stuff that happens in church, if it's 3 out of 10 funny, not in church, it's 10 out of 10 funny in church.
Yes, it is.
And you can't rein it in.
No, no,
you see those shoulders going. Oh, and you're like, I'm
Mandy's
done now.
Out. She has to sit up the back. She's, it's over.
Hi, this is Emily from Newcastle.
Hi, Emily.
I'm a P. This is my first speak pipe, and I'm a little nervous as I have a criticism.
That's okay.
But also a suggestion.
Great.
I've listened to most episodes, and I think some of them are so powerful and have the ability to really change the world. Episodes like the S and R word and the one on school awards stand out.
Mm. Thank you.
Unfortunately, your recent episode with Phil was not one of these episodes, and it made me sad.
Okay.
The way that those pushing for real inclusion in education were belittled and the amount of misinformation was really disappointing. I've been trying to think about how to address it, but it is such a large, nuanced topic that I actually think you need to interview an inclusion advocate. You've had someone in the past. The great Lou Cashel was a fierce advocate for inclusion.
We really loved her.
But I think a whole episode dedicated to the topic of education would be worthwhile and really benefit the community. Phil finished with a story about kids in the playground not knowing how to treat his daughter. Now imagine if all those kids had gone to school with disabled kids. The need for parents to explain about their child would be unnecessary and they could all get on with the business of playing together.
Thank you, Emily. I know it's really hard to, well, for me to complain. Or yes. Not complain, just to have constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. So I really appreciate your message.
Yes. Thank you.
And I know it comes from a really great place.
Yeah. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm the person that books the guests. So I will think about this for next year.
Yeah. We're all booked for this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. And I know that, you know, the Royal Commission's come out. There's been, I've actually felt quite stuck on what to say.
Yes, we have.
With all the recommendations about ending special schools and all that sort of stuff when I'm right in the thick of it right now, finishing year 12.
So we're
and I've got
sit
one
with
year
it for
12
a bit.
In mainstream and one in a special school. So it's quite, it's my heart is bursting with all of this stuff.
Yes, yes.
So it's probably not the time.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, Mandy and I think, and maybe it didn't come across that way, are just passionate for people doing what they want. I think that's what I want. I want my kids, like all of you, want everybody listening, whether your children have any disabilities or a learning disability or not, to just have a fair access to things. That's all I want. So, we've taken it on board and thank you for calling up.
Yes.
And, we will see what next year brings.
Yeah, thank you, Emily.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Lisa from Canberra.
Hi, Lisa.
I don't usually come on and leave messages because I'm one of the people that are listening from the very beginning. Uh-huh. So I am way, way, way behind. and when I first found out about you, I was pleased that you insisted that we should listen from the beginning because that's what I wanted to do anyway.
Uh-huh.
But
thank you.
I'm so far behind that I've only just gone and listened to Snap P9 and your episode with Viv, which went out on the 18th of June 2020.
Yeah.
So I'm deep in your COVID journey, which is, it's always exciting to listen to you 3 years ago and know that you guys have come so far.
Thank you, Lisa.
Awesome impact you've had on everyone in this community. I saw you guys when you came to Canberra last year, but I was a bit too shy to come up and have a chat, and you had loads of people around you, so I'm not very good at sort of extroverted in some areas, but not in those areas.
I can get like that too. It's okay.
I can advocate for my kids, but sometimes advocating for myself is coming to
absolutely
first move. It's not so easy. And now I'm rambling. I kind of just wanted to say hi to Viv as well. I know I'm like 3 years behind, but a lot of what she said resonated with me down from being heavily pregnant with twins and having to move. I moved when I was 30 weeks pregnant and the car and even the song Chasing Cars and kind of means the same sort of thing. You're juggling drop-off with the twins. I have two older kids from the twins as well, so it was two different drop-offs with the twins. Even down to asking strangers at school to watch the car while I deal with one kid that wouldn't walk into school by itself.
Yep.
And the phone in the pool, although mine was in the lake. I just wanted to say hi, basically, and that I'm here and I'm still listening and I'm still listening from the beginning and in order, although every now and then I do jump in and listen to an episode if it's relevant and I need to listen to it now, like when we had the elections with the electing our current Prime Minister. Mm. So, I jumped in because I knew that was an important message that I had to listen to. I'm a P because I have four children, three with disabilities. One child has many, many diagnoses, Fragile X, Pierre-Robin, ADHD, autism, intellectual disability, global development delays, hypermobility, low muscle tone, just to name a few. Mm. And that's just one of the kids. Mm. I've also just found out that I have ADHD, so I'm managing that. Recently, a year ago, my husband, who I'm sort of separated from now, had a mental breakdown with psychosis. Mm-hmm. And then a day later, I found out that my eldest son had ADHD and dyslexia. So, yeah, I you know, lots going on, lots of different things. But yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to say hi. And I hope you're all doing well and love what you do and keep doing what you do. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, we see you, Lisa. I really would like to wrap you up in a big hug, yes, if I'm honest.
Yes.
Or have a lovely coffee with you with no children present. Yeah. Or not. I'm happy to see the kids, yeah, but I think you deserve a tiny 5 minutes on your own.
You're right in it.
You're right in it.
Yeah.
So
we will let Viv know too.
We will.
Yeah. She will love to hear from you.
Just one of the greatest humans. So, yes. Thank you for messaging us and thank you for listening from the beginning, because you must feel like it's impossible to catch up.
Yeah, and Melbourne lockdowns.
I know.
Sorry. It just keeps getting worse.
You probably skip some of the snap peas.
I can't even go back and have a listen.
No.
We still had great guests all the way through, though.
All the guests were great.
Yeah.
Really interesting ones, because that's when we realised we could use Zoom.
Yeah, so it changed everything, actually. Instead of having to have people just from Melbourne, it actually opened the world up.
Yes, or people would come down, or we'd see them if we went to Sydney. Yeah, they're really good guests. I was thinking the other day about saying that people have to listen from the beginning, and I'm like, I don't think I can say that anymore.
300 and something episodes,
Now, if this is your first time, hi and welcome. Maybe just listen to the first 10 or 20 to get 10. Our story, and then you can pick and choose. And out.
Yeah, the show notes say the show what they notes all do. Are, so have a quick look at that.
And I know, because I was listening to a podcast the other day and I thought, if I hadn't listened to this from early, I wouldn't know half of these references.
Yeah,
so I know you miss things like rectum or Tanya or whatever. So, but anyway, bear with us.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Hello.
This is Rada from the northern suburbs of Melbourne. I'm a mum to 3 beautiful girls and a 9-year-old pea shoot with ASD and an ID. He is nonverbal, extremely aggressive these days, very frustrated, but the most beautiful little boy, and he has our whole heart. I've been listening since about October last year, and I'm also in the hangout now.
Great.
But this is my first speak pipe, so apologies if I travel on for a bit while.
No.
I've known about your podcast for a lot longer than I've been listening, but it took me a while to jump on board, in truth.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, that's just another thing I need to do.
Yep. Yes.
And nothing really ever helps our situation. But can I just say it has bloody helped.
Aww.
And a lot. I don't feel anywhere near as alone or isolated as I did this time last year.
Aww. Awesome.
Or even the prior 6 years since diagnosis.
I'm glad.
I've been able to hear so many stories through episodes and speak pipes that I can relate to my own experiences. I've learned new coping strategies, or even just to know, to be honest, that I'm not the only one going through this. I've binged as many episodes as quickly as I can over the last 12 or so months. I can't pick a fave. There's just so many amazing moments, happy, sad, insightful. I did love the religion episodes, though. They were some of the first ones I listened to on recommendation from a friend. Anyway, I am speak piping today because I just listened to the episode from last year called James and the V Renovation from memory. Hilarious.
Oh, hilarious.
The greatest.
But I realised you guys hosted a special pea luncheon, and I'm here to beg you to please, please, please do another one.
Maybe next year.
It's so hard to find people to relate to now. Yes. And us peas just can't be spontaneous or have catch-ups like we used to with people.
Totally.
As I know, all peas are painfully aware.
Yes.
And meeting peas through school hasn't happened. It's been so rare that we've even been able to interact with anyone from school as the bus collects and drops off.
Yes.
And school hasn't really run any social events post-COVID. I think it's maybe just in the too hard basket.
I don't know. It's
but I desperately want my family to connect with other families.
Of course you do.
In particular, my girls connect with siblings. Special needs siblings.
Yes.
It's so hard for them to maintain friendships or have friends over who don't just look at what's going on in the house with this questioning what the friggin' hell is happening here.
Definitely hear you.
So I know it's very awkward for them.
Yeah.
And I know that there are carer organisations that run things for siblings, but they're in their teens and
they don't want to join them.
And it's just a no from them.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It needs to be a little bit more organic than that.
Yes.
So that would really help out my family, and I'm sure a few other newbie families who maybe missed the opportunity and are looking for connection. Anyway, I've rambled.
It's okay.
The weather today is deceptively sunny, which is very typical Melbourne, with a southerly wind. And although it says it's 16 on the BOM app, it's feeling like about 11 or 12.
Yeah. Melbourne.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you do and that you both are. You're amazing. And I will stop now. Take care.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
Yes. That is... If you're in the Hangout or follow Instagram, you'll probably know when there's things coming up.
Yeah. This year we've just been concentrating on moving house, year 12.
Moving house.
Oh, yeah, all the things.
Just so ask me about anything and I'll bring it back
to that. We haven't
been
able to do anything extra. No. So, but Jackie, I know Interchange used Jackie's feast for a get-together a couple of weeks ago, and I was so happy to see that. Yeah. So I'm even looking at the Christmas Day. I was like, can I get my family there? Because if you want a pea-friendly place to go for Christmas lunch, Feast runs it, right? Yeah. So the menu's up. You can have a look. It's a buffet.
That's Infantry Gully.
It's Infantry Gully.
That's a little bit of drive from the Melbourne suburbs, but beautiful. It's near the Dandenongs.
Yeah, that's right. But I just want people to know there is a Christmas lunch.
That
Feast runs, and Jackie, you know, she'd love to have anybody.
They've got amazing buffet food.
Oh, we went a couple of weeks ago. Jackie's, we all went for dinner, and I mean, the joy in my girls' faces.
Yep. Well, I mean, I'm old, obviously, so we didn't go out for dinner, but the first restaurant that I sort of remember going to was Sizzler.
Oh, I love Sizzler.
Which was
we had
the
all
buffet.
Our 16ths there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I know it's come and gone in the time that half of you were born.
Yeah, but we would line up in that queue to get in.
Yes, people lined up to get in.
Packed.
So
yep, that spaghetti bolognese, fantastic. I loved it.
The Caesar salad.
My friends would go to the toilet, do a big poo, come back.
Tactical poo.
I know.
So we will try and do some more things next year. We're just gonna get to the end of this year and then we're gonna regroup as we always do, and next year we might do some live shows. Who knows? I mean, like Mandy says, we're always one day away from gastro. So anything we plan, but
hold
yes, we will look at all sorts of things next year. And thank you for your beautiful message.
Yes.
And enjoy those beautiful
Northern
suburbs.
You're not alone. And if
Melbourne.
I could write a book about specialist public schools that don't do anything with families, I could write a 70-page book about it today.
Yes.
Because Molly's graduation will be the first time we'll be all together in 6 years.
Unbelievable.
And I just think it's what a waste.
What a waste.
And it's pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, high schools are bad. Right? So Buzz and Woody are at a mainstream high school,
but I think
and we've had one or two.
I think in private schools, though, they do a better job. you know, maybe. I see it. I see my friends going to things.
Yeah.
But in public schools, it's I don't know if the teachers have just had it. No one cares. And it's just such a loss. The public school, the primary school did sibling nights.
Primary school, yeah.
Right? So her specialist school did sibling nights and that was really precious, but I don't even know if they do that since COVID now. And,
but even mainstream primary school will have, I don't know.
Oh, the FATE or, you know.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, back to school day. Colour Run, book week, something that the parents are at the school for something. But high schools, I mean, if your children are involved in extracurricular things, which Buzz and Woody aren't, but my other kids were, then they, I would go to music night or whatever. So we don't, I basically know no one from school.
Yeah.
So, but high schools need to do better.
Yeah.
Specialist schools,
public specialist schools. Come on. We're vulnerable families. Yeah, would it really hurt to just have a barbecue or something?
Yeah. And if you have a coffee morning and only four people go, well, those four people needed it.
It's run by the parents, though, and they're tired.
I know.
So I just feel like saying, come on.
You know, maybe there's a – okay, so if you're listening to this and you're a Real Housewife of Melbourne sort of person, lady who loves to lunch, maybe you could go to your nearest special school and say, I'd like to run the parents' club because I'm full of energy and I've got time.
There is people around like
There is people around. I mean, I would love to do things like that if I had the time and money. But anyway, we've really gone on down the tangent here.
Yeah, but I really hear you about it and it's a massive bugbear of mine. And it just meant that we – I, tired, had to reach out and try and find parents by texting.
Yes.
Or I'd say to Molly, can you have so-and-so's phone number? What's her mum? Or I'd meet at like a random party and I'd be like, hi.
Hi,
just hopeless. Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, thank you for your messages, Peas.
I don't mean to end it like that.
No.
It's great to be back.
It's great to be back.
Snap Peas.
We've still got some messages that we're going to play next time.
Please
send us your messages. I was also going to say, I know we don't like to say the C word, but Christmas is coming. Mm. If you've got any Christmas messages.
I'm really enthusiastic.
I know. Send us your Christmas messages. We're going to do a couple of Just Mandy and Kate episodes before the end of the year. We're going to talk about what our years were like. We always do our Christmas Day episode.
Yeah, so if you want to send in some speak pipes, we might write us some emails.
Yeah, tell us what. I want the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like the cry laugh difference of this year.
2023.
Of Christmases, of gatherings.
How you're feeling about the end of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, all that stuff. Are you preparing? Are you going to try and do a holiday? Are you not?
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, your laugh, cry, make a difference.
Okay, so this week I cried with, I think, a lot of Australians. I've seen it in the Hangout as well. If you're trying to get feedback from Centrelink at the moment or there is just you can't get through, if you call them, they hang up on you. Then you call back, you get a text saying, we know this number's already tried to call today. And so then you have to wait till the next day.
Bastards.
Yeah. And I understand the people there are overworked. They must be understaffed. But the people that are calling are vulnerable. You don't call Centrelink for fun.
No. Right?
So you're calling.
Or as Molly calls it, the funeral parlour.
Yes.
When we've been there.
You're at the end of your absolute tether.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to have to call and then you can't get through.
Yes,
so
shocking.
Anyway, it's had me in tears this week. Yeah, so I completely, everybody else who's doing stuff with Centrelink, it's shit at the moment. What made you cry, Mandy?
I've just been very emotional about the end of year 12 for Millie.
Yes, it's huge.
And it's not the end of year 12 for Molly yet.
Yes.
Because she's later in December. So I'm just like dividing all my feelings. And, you know, we could have read this chapter of the book.
Yes, yes.
We know this chapter of the book was coming.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to say.
It's a shock, though.
It's a really massive time.
And
between the two of them and spreading my emotions out and
and
then seeing lots of friends, twins having their photos together and all that sort of stuff. And then I'm like, just it's not our story, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
That the P's get. But also just really being able to be present for Millie and her exams and all that stuff. And so then I'll stressful. Be able to be really present with Molly later in December. Yes. So it's just been emotional and
hugely
I've been
emotional.
Many dress-ups and many get here to that and get here to that.
And exams, you've got to be there early. You don't want any tension in the house in the morning.
Which, it's been impossible. Challenging in our houses. Yes. And so I feel like, and Amy, our gorgeous support worker, Amy's like, she can come and study at my house. My house is empty all day.
Yeah.
And then I said to Millie, Amy's offered this. And she said, no, Mum, I'm used to chaos. Yes. I think it'll stand me in good stead.
Yes.
And I thought, wow.
I think it does stand me in good stead.
I mean, that's what you want to paint in the sky. Like you feel like, like to, I'm, you know, no one cares about my child like I do.
Yeah,
but you
that's
think,
right. What a legend.
What a legend. Yep. And what she has to deal with in this house. Yep.
And still does, works really hard. Really hard. Really does her best.
She is not my child. She's incredible. I'm so proud of her. And I think every time she gets out of the car, I start crying.
Yes,
it's huge. Because I'm so proud of her.
I know.
And then you think, she was a little prem.
I know.
You know, and
oh,
it's so emotional. Kate's been awesome because she's done it all before and just checking in on me and, you know.
I think it's, of all of my life moments with the kids, the end of school was the one that I didn't realize was going to hit me as hard, and no one talked about it.
No one talked about it.
And even other mums were like, because we're all different, which I love.
That's right. We all
but
bring
some
our
people
different
like,
stories.
Oh, thank God, that's over. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it just hit me like, and I remember with a couple of my kids dropping them to school for their last exam and them saying, you don't have to pick me up, I'm going to my friends.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I'm never picking you up from school again. And just crying in the car. And they're so happy. So
I
you can't
know.
Be. It's just a weird,
it's
weird
so
moment.
Weird.
And everything changes. The minute they finish school, like that day, they've got none of that responsibility anymore. The uniforms don't get washed anymore and they don't give a shit about anything you say. They're like, oh, we're not home for dinner. What do you mean? Like everything changes. Because it's been so intense. If you've had a child that studied.
Yes, that's right.
Which I have some and some
yes,
don't.
Yes.
Then they're home. They're really
she's home.
Intensely
she's
at home.
Snuggled on the couch with that laptop and the dog next to her.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm just feeding her.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think about good meals for her and things she likes. And
then all of a sudden they're not there. You're like, what? Like, it's just a really weird, huge, huge
and
moment.
And it's all cliche to say it goes so fast, but it's going so fast.
Oh, it goes so fast.
And then what am I going to be like when Molly finishes?
Oh.
I'm just a wreck.
I know. Oh, you will just
be a wreck.
I'm
crying all the time.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. Thank you.
Huge, huge.
And I just think the peas know the story.
Yeah,
and
they do know
the
story.
I've been trying to reach out. I went and had afternoon tea with Helena.
Yes, beautiful.
You know, and we started school together and she said, let's end school together with pride. And we have photos of all four of our girls together. Starting school and Sunny's gone and how amazing her Jazz is and just I was just
amazing.
So proud
incredible.
Of us
incredible.
And I just thought what a story
what
the
a
two
journey.
Of us
yes
and
yes
yeah just I just was reaching out to everyone who's on the road less traveled
yes
because I'm like that's my job
yeah
and then they're reaching out to me how are you Mandy all that stuff so
quite a year.
It's quite a year.
Quite a month, actually.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
And
it sneaks up on you because it's earlier than your normal psychological
end
of year.
Yeah, exactly. I think Molly's will be different. It's mid-December, so get ready for that. Speak pipe. I'll be crying about that too.
Good.
But actually, I'm looking forward to that graduation greatly because I think it'll just be so beautiful. I hope. Anyway.
Of course it will.
Yeah. So that was my cry. What about you make a difference?
So this is sort of a weird make a difference, but I haven't binge watched anything for a very long time.
Yeah.
I just haven't been in the headspace or I'm a single mom and blah, blah, boring. But anyway, over the weekend, I wasn't very well. I just had a bit of a tummy thing, which was just delightful.
Yep.
And we watched the Beckham documentary.
Oh, yeah, I watched it
and
too.
And I was like, this is making a goddamn difference in my life.
Good.
I just couldn't get enough of it.
Same.
And I knew, so my dad was very into football, or soccer. And so I knew elements and my dad barracked for Man United.
Oh,
so there
did
was
he?
I was like remembering and I was like, I remember that he's going to kick someone. Like I had all these memories coming
I did
back that
not.
I'd completely forgotten. And I just thought, I don't know. I don't know why I got into it.
Oh, me too, because it doesn't.
I
couldn't
care
give
less.
A less. But God, he was gorgeous.
Oh, a very attractive human from a tiny boy right through till now.
I just couldn't take my eyes. I was like, you are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
If that's, well, I don't know.
And
I couldn't take my eyes off him.
I think he knows that he's
attractive. Oh, of course he knows.
He's modelling straight away. But also, and maybe this was incredible editing and whatever, but he just seems humble.
Well, he does seem humble. When he's dancing at the end of Dolly Parton, I just thought, I love you too.
I know.
I shouldn't.
They've been through some crap.
No.
Not like we've been through, but I mean, I think there's been all sorts of things in their life.
Totally. And just the amount of time she picked up the kids and travelled for this and travelled. I mean, I did think that was outrageous.
I did, but I also thought, and I will never defend a man. Sorry to the good men listening. I love you. But She also has an awesome life with an awesome career. True, and they true, just true. Didn't mention that. So, yeah, of course, it was true, his true. Story. So I'm like, oh, but she's got, hasn't fashion and makeup yeah, and yeah. she's done loads and loads of things. Yeah, so I'm sure. Has. But, yeah, she's a
legend. It was an excellent
so
documentary.
Good. And I was like, I'm obsessed with their house. I'm like, show me more oh, of this house. And they've got a whole outdoor the kitchen. Outdoor kitchen. Looks like the best.
Overlooking the moors. Oh, I don't know where they are, but it's I was like.
I don't know.
Wow. And yeah, probably the Cotswolds.
My partner was like. I want that outdoor kitchen. Oh. And I was like, we're all just you're like, oh, I didn't know I had envy, but I really
oh,
have.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, what? This? It was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah, I'm
and
glad
I really
you got
enjoyed
it. Yes, just binging.
Watching it. Yeah, it was.
Episode after episode, yeah. They were long.
They
so,
were long.
Yeah.
I did it over 2 days, but it
yeah.
was
yeah, oh. I was like, oh, come back to it. And then I was like, oh, I've got more to come back to. Yeah, it's great.
It was so good.
Oh, so good.
Now, yeah, awesome.
Well, I had the week of my life because we went to the Chicks yes, on the Monday night did. And then I went to Paul McCartney with my yes, mum and my sister on the Saturday night. I haven't been
mum.
Anywhere all year.
No.
Then I have two concerts in a week.
Yeah, you must have been exhausted.
Well, no, I was elated, I think.
Yeah, because
so,
live music gives you that
yeah,
bounce.
Yeah, and
like
I just,
barocca.
I never take it for granted
no,
because
never.
It's expensive. And
yes.
It's,
no, it's not a thing we can do every week.
The stars need to align.
They
and,
really
yeah,
do.
My mum's turning 70, but her birthday's at the end of December and so it's always tricky for her. Yeah. And so, yeah, and she laughed. She just said, if only my 11-year-old self could see me now.
I know.
It was just a beautiful thing to yeah. say. I went with Annalise and she organised great tickets. And
yeah,
just seeing mum and Annalise dancing. I just thought,
beautiful.
Oh, we just
you
never
have to
do
lock
this.
It in,
yeah, I locked it in.
Lock
Even
it
he
in.
Did. He
yeah.
said, can I just soak this in for a minute?
Yeah.
And I just thought, yes, Paul McCartney,
yes.
I am too.
Yes.
He's 81.
And I see. It's, he's not going to be doing this in 20
well,
years.
Well, then he goes, see you again, Melbourne. And I was like,
will you?
I don't think so, mate. But also, he's not going to say, I'm probably not coming yeah. back. I'm going to die. So what could he say?
I know.
But see you again, Melbourne. I don't know.
Well, John did a farewell tour. He was like, that's it, over and out.
I think
okay.
I should say that, not
yeah,
see
yeah,
you again.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. anyway, I just, it was fabulous. And, you know, of course, we knew all the songs. And
Yeah.
But it was funny because he goes, whenever I play my new songs, you all just sit down and there's no phone torches. It's dead out there. As soon as I play a Beatles song, I'm up and I'm
of
blinded.
Of course.
He goes, anyway, we don't care.
No, he's allowed to do his new songs.
But I was thinking to myself, he's so incredibly humble. He's so famous, he's beyond famous.
Oh, it's beyond famous.
You know,
everybody
so he
knows.
Yeah, he doesn't even
I
need
just
to.
I don't know how they walk around. Like, how
he
do
just
they...
mustn't. Because I was like, where
no,
is he? Mum's like, where's he staying?
I know, they mustn't.
I was like, I don't know, Mum.
Probably
Crown.
Or they rent a whole house. Or
yeah, and then I'm like, what drugs are they giving him?
I know.
He's 81. What do you reckon they're pumping in? Some baroccas?
I think lots of baroccas. Gives you back your BB bounce.
He's like, quick, I've got to have my last Coke Zero. Okay.
I mean,
anyway,
I was going to say
he's
probably clean living, but aren't the Rolling Stones like a similar age and they have not been clean
No,
living,
but
so.
He, like, I mean, what was incredible was guitar to bass guitar to piano to
oh,
mandolin to ukulele
yeah.
and played everything like a dream.
Yeah.
I was like, what a star.
Yeah. He's the original star.
He really is.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you went.
I'm really,
awesome.
Really glad that we did that with Mum and it's a moment.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Michael Jackson. I've seen him. You know, there's some people that you just like.
Yes.
Yeah. That was that. It was, yeah. The other thing I want to say make a difference is a new podcast that I want you all to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
It's from, it's called Stories from the Wayside. So I'm friends with John Owen, who is the CEO of the Wayside Chapel in King's Cross.
Yeah.
So he has released this podcast and he's just talking about people who are linked to the Wayside Chapel.
Oh.
And I just think it was awesome. And they're not telling the guest names.
Okay, good.
So you can tell who the first guest is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought, and he just throws in these stories of being I suppose he was a missionary, but urban missionary, right? So anyway, and he's fabulous and funny and
we
grew up in the church-ish time with him. Yeah. So go and listen to that.
Stories from the Wayside.
Yeah, Stories from the Wayside. Yeah, Wayside. If you live in Sydney, you will know the Wayside Chapel in King's Cross.
Yeah.
So anyway, what about your laugh?
So I have had... two things. One of them is a podcast. The other thing was, and I can't go into all the stories, but I had two of my work boys for dinner on Friday night.
Oh, awesome.
And just like I was crying.
Oh,
laughing.
Good.
I was like, I can't speak the memories, the things, the ridiculous things that we did.
So many stories.
And these boys grew up with me.
Yes.
And I just laughed. And, you know, it was just
best.
Really, really nice because I haven't done a lot of that.
Yes, you
have. It was
haven't.
So, so lovely. And then I'm listening to a newish podcast called Handsome.
Oh,
and
I've started listening to it too.
It's really good.
It's really
just
good.
women reminiscing and chatting, but sometimes it's so funny.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm loving it because comedians. I've heard a few male comedians do
we
it.
Want women comedians.
Yeah, and I want women comedians. Yes. And I
well, it's like the Smartless equivalent. Thank
it
you.
Is. Yes. Yeah, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yes, I enjoyed it too.
And I can, it's not laughs the whole way through, but it's interesting.
It's just rambling women's chat
rambling
as well.
Women.
Yeah,
so
like
that's,
us.
That's
yeah.
what I live for.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
My other one I listen to is The Deep Dive, and that is with June Diane Raphael and her friend, and it's exactly the same.
Is
it's
it?
Ridiculous.
Okay.
But they are comedians, and June Diane was in Grace and Frankie. That's how I found it. Anyway,
right.
So they just say the most hilarious. They just did a whole episode about what's that place called? Oh, forget it. Anyway, it's just ridiculous chat, but I really laugh. Yeah. They're
and also,
very clever.
Not that we're recommending podcasts, but Heavyweight is back.
Oh, is it?
And, oh,
Mandy. I must have unsubscribed.
Oh, well, it's been so long.
Yes.
So it's every fortnight.
I must have taken it off.
Oh, it's back in there.
Oh,
it was it was Spotify exclusive for a while.
Right. Yep.
It's still a Spotify podcast, but I'm getting it through my normal Apple podcast.
Okay,
and
come back to me, Heavyweight.
I'm like, oh, I've missed you. The first one is Heavy, as the
That's
name
okay.
may.
I can take it.
But it's yeah, I just love Jonathan Goldstein.
Jonathan
anyway,
Goldstein.
So there we go.
And my laugh is Molly went to a party on 18th.
Yep.
And she was the first one to arrive, and her friend from her special school answered the door and said, hello. And I said, hello, happy birthday. Yep. And then she looked at Molly and she goes, have you got that thing on your leg? Meaning her AFO. And Molly goes, no. And she goes, oh, typical.
And I'm thinking, this is true friends.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
And then she said, well, you better not fall over at my party. And Molly's just like, okay. I said, oh, well, you're going to have to help make sure she doesn't fall over at your party then. Bye. And then on the way, I just laughed the whole way home because I thought, this is true friendship.
It's true friendship.
She knows that she falls over. Oh. And I think she was thinking, I don't want you to fall over at my party.
Yeah,
and you
don't
have that thing on your leg. So anyway, when we got home, I said, in the car on the way home, I said, oh, how was that?
That
was a funny sort of intro. She said, she holds my hand at school when I go up and down the stairs. She doesn't like me to fall over.
Oh.
I just thought, oh. Your magical friends.
True friends.
Friendship.
Yeah, true
it's
friends.
Just the way. Got that thing on your leg? Typical.
It's a true friend.
That stuff up.
Who can say typical?
Typical.
Like that.
Like, you've let me down again.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to follow you around. It's my party and I'm going to have to worry about you.
And we've all got that friend.
Well, totally. Anyway,
thank you
for
peace.
Listening.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.